聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2019年1月23日，星期三。我们今天又非常非常的荣幸的邀请到我们敬爱的拉达超人跑步，为我们继续讲述今天的 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经，请大家聆听 Hare Krishna。
Hare Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda。
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 15, The Lord accepts prasadam at the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
我们今天继续阅读 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经 Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥第十五章，主在 Satyabhauma 的家中，主在 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 的家中接受 Prasadam。
Do you have the text with you?
Let me have it.
Do you have the Chaitanya Charitamrita on your screen?
Sorry, I have it with me now. I have it with my cell phone.
So, are you able to read?
I think so.
Okay. Anyway, so it's 4:30 in the morning here.
所以呢，现在是在我这地方呢是四点半。
And we are in the holy place of Sri Jagannath Puri.
所以现在呢，我们是在圣地 Sri Jagannath Puri.
We're taking part in a wonderful parikram with a group.
我们现在呢是在和一群人在进行非常美妙的 parikram 绕拜。
And it's an incredible experience.
所以这对于我们来说呢，是一个非常的令人惊叹的一个体验。
Because the last time I was in Puri was almost 10 years ago.
因为上次我在 Puri 的时候呢，已经是十年以前的事了。
And we have been lecturing on the Chaitanya Charitamrita for almost 10 years now.
而且呢，我们现在讲述永恒的 Chaitanya 经的这个话题已经讲了差不多都有十年的时间了。
And to be in Jagannath Puri and to remember all the pastimes we've been speaking about, it's quite overwhelming.
所以说呢，去让我身临其境的来到 Jagannath Puri, 并且呢去意念着我们所讲述的所有的这些逍遥时光，真是让人觉得非常的让人觉得非常的淹没其中。
The three most important holy places for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas is Vrindavan, Mayapur, and Jagannath Puri.
对于 Gaudiya Vaishnava 的奉献者来说，三个非常重要的圣地是 Sri Vrindavan, Sri Mayapur 和 Sri Jagannath Puri 圣地。
So for the devotees of Lord Chaitanya to be in Puri is very significant because Lord Chaitanya spent 18 years here in Puri.
作为主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的奉献者来朝拜 Jagannath Puri 是非常重要的一件事情，因为主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在这个地方度过了18年的时间。
So many wonderful pastimes took place here.
在这里上演了很多很多非常美妙的逍遥。
So we are with a group here, about 80 devotees.
所以我们现在呢，和一个有80人组成的奉献者团队在一起。
And there are a couple of sannyasis.
在这里还有几位，两位 sannyasi.
And the devotees from this group are from many different parts of the world.
而且呢，在这个团队里面的奉献者呢，是来自于世界各地。
So we have a wonderful Srimad Bhagavatam class in the morning.
对，清晨呢，我们就有非常美妙的圣典博迦瓦坛的早课。
Then we go on Harinam.
然后呢，我们就出去进行 Harinam.
And then we go to a place where some pastime took place.
然后呢，我们就会去朝拜那些上演逍遥时光的圣地。
And then we come back in the afternoon.
下午的时候呢，我们再回到驻地。
And we have another class.
我们就会再上一节课。
And then we have kirtan all evening.
然后整晚我们都会进行 kirtan.
And then some mahaprasadam from the Jagannath temple.
然后我们就会荣耀从 Jagannath 庙里面来的一些 mahaprasadam.
And just down the road from us, there is another group.
但是呢，就在和我们一起的还有另外一个团队。
And this group has about 120 Chinese devotees.
那么这个团队呢，有大概是120位中国的奉献者组成的一个团队。
With Giridhari Swami.
那么这个团队呢，是由Giridhari Maharaj 所率领的。
And Krishna Baladev Prabhu.
还有 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 阿叔。
So.Sometime during the day, we get to meet them.
所以说呢，有的时候在白天的时候呢，我们就可以遇到这一群奉献者。
Like yesterday, we met them just outside the Jagannath temple. They were all doing Harinam. It was just amazing to see all these Chinese devotees chanting, dancing, and jumping in the air.
所以说呢，像昨天清晨的时候，我们就在 Jagannath 庙门前就遇到了这些中国的奉献者。那么看着所有的这些中国的奉献者在 Jagannath 庙门口在进行极乐的Harinam， 在进行高歌，在进行起舞，真的是一个令人惊叹的一个场面。
So when they go to one place, we go to another place. Like yesterday, we went to the Gambira, which is the place where Lord Chaitanya used to reside.
那然后他们去了另外一个地方，然后我们又去了另外一个地方。比如说像昨天呢，我们就去了 Gambira， 那是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 居住的地方。
And then they go to Siddhabakul, which is where Haridas Thakur used to chant Hare Krishna.
然后他们呢就去了 Siddhabakul。Siddhabakul 呢是 Haridas Thakur 在那里去念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名的地方。
So it's amazing to see so many servants of Srila Prabhupada in one place because Jagannath Puri is not a very big place.
因为 Jagannath Puri 它并不是一个很大的地方，所以说呢能够看到看到 Srila Prabhupada 的很多的仆人能够同时出现在一个地方，真的是挺好的。
And for example, yesterday we went to the Gambira and we had this amazing, very long, wonderful kirtan.
比如说昨天我们去到了 Gambira， 然后我们在这个地方呢就进行了非常的极乐的令人惊叹的长时间的 kirtan。
And I didn't jump into the kirtan, I just stayed in one little corner on my own.
但是呢我自己并没有加入到这个 kirtan 里面，我只是在一个角落里面在那儿去独享我的时间。
And I just couldn't believe that I am sitting in the same place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu resided for 18 years.
因为我没有办法想象我现在就置身在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 曾经生活了18年的这同一个地方。
And his shoes are there, and his water pots are there.
他穿过的鞋以及他用过的水罐都在那里放着。
And then while I was sitting there and the kirtan was going on, I was thinking about all these pastimes we've been talking about all these years. It's just one pastime.After another was coming to my mind. It was very, very amazing.
所以说在大家进行 kirtan 的时候呢，我在那里就在思索着 这么多年我们一直所讲述的一个又一个的逍遥，那么当我在想着这一个又一个的逍遥以及在我脑子里面显现的这个新的逍遥的这些时光的时候呢，我觉得这真的是令人惊叹的不可思议的一种体验。
And the people in Jagannath Puri are very sweet and very welcoming to the devotees.
Jagannath Puri 的人们呢都非常的甜美，而且呢也都非常的好客，他们热情的接待着来到这里的奉献者们。
They all come out of their home to greet the devotees.
他们大家都从自己的家里面走出来去欢迎奉献者们。
So, even Dana Kelly will highly recommend that you should come to Jagannath Puri as often as you can.
Highly recommended by Dana Kelly, or Dana Kelly need to go there?
Even you would highly recommend.
Okay. 就是即便是我 Dana Kelly 也特别的推荐大家，如果要是有可能的话，尽可能的都多去 Jagannath Puri.
And the pastime that we are reading now, which is the Lord accepting prasadam at the house of Samabhadra Acharya, is taking place here in Puri also.
而且呢，我们现在要讲述的这段逍遥，就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在 Samabhadra Acharya 家里面接受 prasadam 的这个故事，也是在 Jagannath Puri 发生的。
But we are not yet speaking about this pastime. There are other things that we've been discussing first.
但是呢我们到现在为止还没有开始讲述这段故事，因为在讲述这个故事之前呢，我们首先先要去探讨一些其他的相关的话题。
And if you remember, last week we discussed Lord Chaitanya, saying, bidding farewell to the Bengali devotees who are returning to Bengal.
那比如说在上一周的时候呢，我们就讲述了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢向那些来自于孟加拉现在要回到孟加拉的那些奉献者在讲述。
So each one come to Lord Chaitanya, and it's a very, very painful situation to think that they have to return home and to be separated from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
因为现在所有的这些奉献者呢都来到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 面前去和他道别，那么就即便是想着他们现在要回家了，要和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 分离了，就已经让他们心中是忍不住的痛。
So there has to be something which will keep them connected all year until they return to Puri.
所以说呢，在他们在下一年再回到 Puri 之前，他们必须有一些东西是要可以支撑着他们去度过这一年的。
And they are setting a very good example.
而且呢他们是给我们大家建立了一个很好的榜样。
Because they approached Lord Chaitanya to show their appreciation for the mercy that he has given them.
因为呢他们来到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的面前是向他们展示着他们的由于得到了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所得到的所给他们的这个仁慈而表达的感激之情。
And in return,Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorifies them and glorifies their service.
为了要回应他们呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就荣耀了他们，并且荣耀了他们所做出的服务。
So the exchanges is very transcendental.
所以说这种互动呢是非常的超然的。
It means that between two Vaishnavas, the relationship is based on the heart.And the fact that we are all servants of Krishna.
而且这也就意味着两位 Vaishnava 他们之间的这个关系是建立在心连心的基础之上的，而且呢也都表明着大家都是主 Krishna 的仆人这样的一个基础之上。
There is a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam that explains that wherever a devotee is, because he is practicing or she is practicing Krishna consciousness,That place becomes a place of pilgrimage.
在圣殿博伽瓦坛里面就有一个师节，这师节里面就讲到了，无论这个奉献者他在哪里，那么就是由于他是在修习着， Krishna 知觉，这个他无论是男性的他还是女性的他，那么都会让这个地方变成一个朝拜的圣地。
So we know that Jagannath Puri is a place of pilgrimage.
那么我们知道 Jagannath Puri 是一个朝拜的圣地。
But it is a place of pilgrimage because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there.
但是之所以它是一个朝拜的圣地的原因呢，是因为 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 居住于其中。
And all the devotees who return to that wherever they are. So,
对于那些回到孟加拉的那些奉献者，去到了哪里？
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, even the dog in your village.I give my respect to it.
主查坦尼亚马哈巴布说呢，不用提您和您自己的这个家里了，就是您这个所居住的这个村子里面的那些狗，我都会向他们致以我的敬意。
So when we go to devotee's home in China, we have to understand that home is also a place of pilgrimage.
所以说呢，当我们去拜访在中国的奉献者的家庭的时候，我们也必须要理解那个家庭也是一个朝拜的圣地。
So let's say you have a cat in your home, even your cat is dear to me because your home is a place of pilgrimage.
那么比如说您家里面有一只猫，那么因为你的这个家呢是一个朝拜的圣地，所以说呢这个猫对我来说呢也是我非常爱的。
So we have to always remind ourselves thatAs devotees, when we relate to each other, we don't relate to each other on the mundane platform, but on the spiritual platform.
所以呢，我们必须要记得，当我们的这个奉献者彼此之间相互的联系的时候呢，我们必须要知道，我们所联系的是基于在灵性的基础上的，而不是在世俗的基础上的。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's objective was to awaken.Pure love of Krishna in the heart of everyone.
所以主柴坦尼亚马哈巴布他的目的是为了要唤醒每一个人心中的对主的纯粹的爱。
But because he was also an acharya, he was a teacher, he wanted to make sure that the devotees did everything very properly according to scriptures.
那么由于他是一位 acharya, 他是确保的教导每一位这个奉献者，他们是按照经典里面的这个教导去仔细的行事的。
The spontaneous platform of love for Krishna, this is something that we experience much later in life.
对于主 Krishna 的自发的爱，这个要在我们生命的很晚期的时候才有可能会去体验。
We have to learn, first of all, to follow rules and regulations so we can control the mind and learn how to dedicate everything for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna.
那首先呢，我们要学习的是要遵循规范原则，因为在这个遵循规范原则的时候呢，我们才能够去很好的去控制我们的心意，然后我们才能够如何去为了 Guru 和 Krishna 的的利益，然后呢去奉献于我们。
And that's the reason why before they depart for Bengal, each devotee comes to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to receive specific instruction.
一些奉献者们在他们回到自己的家乡之前，他们前去接受他所给他们的。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave instructions to Lord Nityananda.
那我们如就是Nityananda Mahaprabhu 如何从主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 那里去接受训示。
He gave instructions to Advaita Acharya.
以及呢，他也给了 Advaita Acharya 训示。
And he gave instructions to Srivas Thakur.
他也给了 Srivas Thakur 训示。
And he also gave instructions to Raghava Pandit.
他也把训示给了 Raghava Pandit.
but he also glorified them.
但是呢，他也荣耀了他们。
So now, there are two devotees who are coming to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
然后现在呢，有两位奉献者来到了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的面前。
One devotee's name is Ramananda Vasu.
其中的一位奉献者，他的名字叫 Ramananda Vasu.
And the other is Satyaraj Khan.
另外一位呢，叫 Satyaraj Khan.
And Satyaraj Khan, he wants to ask Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a question.
Satyaraj Khan 呢，他想要向 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 询问一个问题。
So he says to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Grihastha Vishayi Ame. I am a householder, but I'm also very materialistic.
他对主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说呢，我是一位居士，但与此同时呢，我又非常的具有物质的倾向。
And he says, I do not know how to make spiritual progress.
他说呢，我没有办法知道怎么去得到灵性上的进步。
So I would like you to give me some instruction.
那所以呢，我希望您能给我一些训示。
Here we see, I mean, Satyaraj Khan is a very, very advanced pure devotee of Krishna.
那 Satyaraj Khan 呢，他本来就是主 Krishna 的一位非常非常纯粹的奉献者。
But he has a wonderful attitude where he does not consider himself to be advanced, but he considers himself to be quite fallen.
但是呢，他有一个非常好的一种态度，就是他并不认为自己是非常的崇高精进的，他觉得自己很堕落。
And every mature Vaishnava will feel the same way.
而每一位成熟的 Vaishnava 都会是以同样的都会有同样的认为。
As a matter of fact, the more one makes progress in spiritual life, the less one feels qualified.
事实上，当一个人他越在灵性上取得进步，他就越觉得自己没有资格。
Because in order to progress, one must develop true humility.
因为为了能够取得进步，那么这个人呢，他就必须要有真正的谦卑之情。
And we can see this all throughout the Chaitanya Charitamrita. All the devotees of Lord Chaitanya feel the same way.
在整部的 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经里面呢，我们都可以看到这样一种态度，所有的主的奉献者都是以同样的心境展现的。
Even the writer of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he doesn't feel qualified.
即使是永恒的 Chaitanya 经的作者 Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, 那他也觉得自己完全没有资格。
And we also see this in the writings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
在 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的所有的著作里面，我们也能够见到这样的态度。
And even Srila Prabhupada used to say, I have no qualification. I'm only following the orders of my Guru Maharaj.
Srila Prabhupada 他也这样讲到，他说我毫无资格，我只是在遵循我的 Guru Maharaj 的训示而已。
We see this with Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, how they approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even though they are so advanced, still they feel that they are lower than a straw on the street.
在 Rupa 和 Sanatan Goswami 的身上，我们也见到了这一点。他们是如何去接近主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的？虽然说他们是如此的精进，但是他们觉得自己还不如路边的一棵小草。
And there are cases.Where some devotees believe that they know so much about Krishna consciousness, approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with the wrong attitude and get completely rejected.
但是也有一些情况，就是有些奉献者他们觉得自己对于 Krishna 知觉简直是无所不知、无所不晓，所以说呢，他们以这样的一种心态去接近主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的时候呢，他们就被拒绝了。
And only when they change their attitude and approach Lord Chaitanya with humility, then they receive the mercy.
只有当他们改变了态度，以谦卑之情接近主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的时候，他们才能够得到仁慈。
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took initiation from his spiritual master Ishvara Puri,
当主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 从他的灵性导师 Ishwar Puri 那里得到启迪的时候，
He showed the proper example how to approach a spiritual master.
他为大家树立了一个很好的榜样，如何去正确的接近灵性导师。
And his spiritual master told him, "You are a fool."
他的灵性导师对他说，你是一个傻瓜。
And this is our qualification. We're just fools.
所以这就是我们所具备的资格，我们只不过是傻瓜而已。
And from the point that we accept this, then the heart can open.
因为当我们接受到这一点的那一个时刻，我们的心就变得打开了。
So here, these two Vaishnavas, they want to get some instruction from Lord Chaitanya. That's all they want.
那么所以呢，现在我们讲述的这两位 Vaishnava, 他们想得到的唯一的事情就是从主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 那里得到一些训示。
And it doesn't matter what the instruction is going to be. It could be very complex, it could be very elaborated, or it can be just two words.
事实上就这个训示到底是什么根本就无所谓。那么也许这个训示呢是非常的繁杂的，非常的这个复杂的，但是也许可能这个训示只不过是两个字而已。
For example, Bibi Govinda Maharaj wrote to Srila Prabhupada what his service should be.
比如说 Bibi Govinda Maharaj 他就给 Srila Prabhupada 写信，问他他的服务应该是什么。
And Prabhupada replied just one line, and he said you should just chant Hare Krishna for the rest of your life.
然后呢 Srila Prabhupada 给他的这个回信呢就只不过只有一行字而已，说呢你就应该把你的余生全部都用来去唱诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名。
And he took that very simple instruction to heart, and now he is chanting Hare Krishna all over the world and making thousands of other people chant Hare Krishna.
所以呢他就把这个一行的这个训示呢铭记在自己的内心里面，所以他现在呢就能够在世界各地去唱诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名，并且呢让成千上万的其他人都一起来唱诵圣名。
So when we approach the spiritual master, and for that matter even senior devotees, and they give us instruction, we should never think, oh, this is not such an important instruction, this is a more important, there's no relativity, it's on the absolute platform, every instruction is important.
所以说呢，当我们去接近我们的灵性导师，甚至于去接近这个年长的奉献者的时候，当我们从他们那里得到训示的时候，我们不要认为哦，这个训示一点儿也不重要。事实上，所有的这些训示根本就没有相对性，所有的这些训示都是非常重要的。
So here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replies, and he's going to give a basic instruction.
所以呢。这里呢这个主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的回应就是他会给予很基础的训示。
So, he tells the two devotees, Krishna Seva, Vaishnav Sevana, Nirantara Kara Krishna Nama Sankirtan, constantly chant the holy name of Krishna.
他对这两位奉献者说呢要恒常不断的去唱诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名。
And then he says, whenever it's possible, serve Krishna and serve his devotees, the Vaishnavas.
然后他说呢，在任何有可能的时候呢，都要去为 Krishna 服务，以及为奉献者服务，为 Vaishnava 服务。
It's interesting that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, whenever possible, because it may not be possible.
这里面很有意思的一件事情就是，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说呢，任何有可能的时候，因为有那个不可能的时候。
Which means that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is leaving this instruction open for suggestions.
那也就是说呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，把这个训示作为一种开放式的，像是一种建议一样。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here, this is now we are entering a very, very important topic.
然后呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就说呢，现在呢，我们就进入到了一个非常非常重要的一个话题。
Possible serve the Vaishnavas.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 对这两位奉献者说呢，在任何有可能的时候都要去服务 Vaishnava.
So it's very possible that in the village of these two devotees, not everybody is a Vaishnava.
那所以说呢，在这两位奉献者他们所居住的村庄里面，很有可能并不是所有的奉献，所有的人都是奉献者。
So Satyaraj wants to know. Now he is asking, how do I know who is a Vaishnav?
那所以呢 ，Satyaraj 他就想知道，他这会问主持人泰加马哈巴布，就是说，那我又怎么知道谁是奉献者呢
？So he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please tell me what is a Vaishnav.And what are the symptoms of a Vaishnav?
所以呢，他就请主持人马哈巴布对他讲了，说，请你告诉我什么是 Vaishnava， 以及 Vaishnava 所展现出来的征象是什么。
So this is a very important question.
所以这是一个非常重要的问题。
Especially in the world that we live in today, who is a Vaishnava?
特别是在我们当今所生活的这个世界里面，到底谁是 Vaishnava?
Vaishnava means someone who serves and worships Lord Vishnu.
那么 Vaishnava 的意思也就是说呢，那个在服务以及崇拜主 Vishnu 的人。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replies, whoever chants the holy name of Krishna even once is worshipable and he is the topmost human being.
然后主持人坦加马巴布的回应就是任何一个唱诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名的人哪怕只是唱诵了一次那么他都是值得崇拜的并且呢他也是最崇高的人类。
So, this opens up quite a substantial discussion.
那么这个呢就展开了一个非常的深邃的一个探讨。
Because it makes us wonder,All the people, for example, in China, that we introduced to the chanting.
因为呢，比如说在中国，现在呢，让我们在想着我们去把这个唱诵介绍给的这些人。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very clear. Just once, just chanting once.
那主持人 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在里面呢，非常的清晰的指出了，只是哪怕唱诵一次，只是唱诵一次。
Now, he doesn't say that if they chant only once, they are Vaishnavas. He said they are worshipable and they are topmost human beings.
他并没有说唱诵一次的这个人他们就是 Vaishnava. 他是这样说的。他说唱诵了一次圣名的人他们都是值得崇拜的并且他们是最崇高的人。
Why are they worshipable?
为什么他们是值得崇拜的呢？
Of course, it's not because someone chants Hare Krishna that you start, you know, falling flat at their feet and doing aarti to them. You're not going to do that, but you actually have to express gratitude and respect for the fact that they've been chanting Hare Krishna wholeheartedly.
并不是说当他们开始唱诵圣名了，这会儿你就要像一根棍儿一样倒在他们的面前，并且开始向他们去进行 aarti 的这样的崇拜，并不是这样的，而是当这个人唱诵了圣名以后呢，你就应该全心全意的向他们去表达内心的感激之情。
It's quite amazing to see actually when we have programs in China that it's so easy for people to chant the holy name and they enjoy it.
那么当我们在中国进行节目的时候呢我们非常的惊叹的看到中国人是非常的容易的去开始唱诵的并且大家都是乐在其中。
Right, like in Chufu, Dana Kelly?
Yes, yes.
And in Shanghai?
Mm-hmm, amazing.
Isn't it? People just, because they have, this is their disposition.If you give them the holy name, naturally people will want to chant. So who are these people? Are they Vaishnavas?
所以说呢，比如说我们在曲阜、在上海见到的所有的这些，人们都展现出了这种姿态，就是很容易的就开始进行唱诵了。所以说这些人是谁？他们是不是 Vaishnava?
They have, just like we do, Krishna is in their hearts.
那么所以呢，他们其实就好像我们也一样。Krishna 是在他们的内心之中的。
They are spirit soul like we are spirit souls.
他们都是灵性的灵魂，就像我们也一样，我们也都是灵性的灵魂。
They are all eternal servants of Krishna like we are.
那么他们都是主 Krishna 的永恒的仆人，就和我们也是一样的。
And it's just a question of time before the hearts open up to accepting the process of devotional service.
所以说呢，这只不过是一个时间的问题，看他们的这个内心是不是能够完全的打开去接受修习 Krishna 的奉献服务的程序。
So why now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says topmost human being?
那所以说为什么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在这里面讲到了他是最崇高的人类呢？
Because first of all, there are many different types of human beings.
因为首先来说呢，我们有各种各样不同的人类。
And according to the scriptures, to the Shastra, it's mentioned that to qualify as a human being, you have to be part of the Varnashram system.
所以说呢，在这个经典里面所提到的，如果要是让自己能够成为一个合格的人的话呢，他就必须要让自己是来自于 Varnashram, 就是灵性四阶段以及社会四阶层的这个体系里面才行。
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that he gave this Varnashram system to help human beings to gradually become purified so they can enter the practice of Krishna consciousness.
Krishna 在薄伽梵歌里面就讲到了，就是他把这个 Varnashram 的这个体系提供给了人类，然后就让人呢可以在这个体系里面能够逐渐的去净化自己的内心，然后呢达到能够去修习 Hare Krishna 的这个程序的时刻。
So each position within the Varnashram system has a very specific duty to perform and a specific attitude.
在 Varnashram 的体系的每一个阶段呢，都对这个处在这个阶段的人呢，他有一个特别要去履行的职责，以及呢他his duty is performed and
attitude.
而且呢他必须要有一个特别的态度才行。
And then there are other human beings who don't follow this.
但是呢还有一些其他的人呢他们是不会去遵循这个体系的。
And they are described in the Srimad Bhagavatam as meat eaters, dog eaters, very low class people.
比如说在圣殿薄伽瓦坛里面就描述这些人呢是食狗者，是食肉者，是非常的低等的人类。
So when somebody begins to chant Hare Krishna, even for the first time, even once, they surpass even those who are in the Varnashram.
那么当这个人他开始去唱诵 Hare Krishna 的时候，哪怕他只是唱诵了一遍 Hare Krishna 的圣名，那他已经超越了 Varnashram 的这个体系了。
Which means that even someone is very fallen, very degraded, if they chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, they become more elevated than someone who is nicely situated in material society.
那也就是说呢，哪怕这个人他非常的堕落，然后他非常的沉沦，但是呢，哪怕他只是唱诵了 Hare Krishna 的圣名一遍，也就意味着他已经比那些在这个物质的社会体系里面，这个安处的那些人要高很多了。
So in the purport, Prabhupada quotes Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati.
在要旨里面呢，Srila Prabhupada 他就引述了 Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur 的话。
And he says, anyone who chants the holy name of Krishna becomes perfect and should be regarded as a Vaishnava.
那么他说呢，任何一个唱诵 Hare Krishna 的人，他都会被认为是完美的，并且呢，是应该被认为是一位 Vaishnava。
So this is very interesting.Anyone that you meet and you get them to chant Hare Krishna, they have attained perfection and they should be considered as Vaishnavas.
那所以这就非常有意思了。那任何一个你所遇到的人，你如果要是把 Hare Krishna 的圣名给了他，他就唱诵了 Hare Krishna 的圣名，他呢就变得完美了，并且呢也变成了一位 Vaishnava.
But the difference is that such a peoplemay not have strong faith, or they may not have any faith in the holy name. You just chant.
但是呢，这个区别就在于呢，这样的人由于刚刚 只是唱诵了圣名，所以说呢，他可能对这个圣名呢是没有足够的信心，或者说完全没有信心。
We also learn that the process of Krishna consciousness begins with a little faith.
那么我们也都学到了，我们的 Krishna 知觉的修习呢，始于一点点信心。
Without the little faith, it's not possible to engage in the process of devotional service.
因为如果要是没有这一点信心的话呢，是根本就不可能去从事对 Krishna 的奉献服务的活动的。
And that little faith is compared to a little flame.
而这个一点点信心呢，被认为比作是一点点的这个火焰。
And when the devotee begins Krishna consciousness with a little bit of faith, that flame.Becomes bigger in the association of devotees.
那么当这个人他有了一点的这个小火花的时候呢，那么当他和这个奉献者开始进行联谊的时候，这样的这种信心之火花就会变得越来越燃烧起来。
So it means that when we meet people and we engage them in chanting, they chant. They're very positive and they enjoy the chanting.But they don't know what is this chanting, and they have no faith.
那也就意味着，当我们遇到了人，然后呢，我们把这个Krishna 的这个圣名给予了他们，然后呢，他们就开始去唱诵。但是呢，由于他不知道他所唱的是什么，所以呢，他对他唱的这个圣名呢，也就没有信心。
So we may be planting a seed in their heart by engaging them in chanting, but now we have to do the work to water that seed.By giving them more association.
所以呢，当我们把这个圣名给予他们，让他们开始唱的时候呢，也就意味着我们在他的内心中呢，就播撒了一粒种子。但是呢，我们需要通过给他们更多的联谊的这种方式去浇灌这粒种子。
And Prabhupada explained that the first thing for a devotee to try to understand is that Krishna and his name are not different.
舍尔帕宝就讲到了，作为一位奉献者，他首当其冲需要去了解的一件事情，就是 Krishna 和他的名字之间没有任何的区别。
And if we don't understand this, we will always struggle with chanting.
如果我们要是不明白这一点的话，那我们就一直在念诵这件事情上会很挣扎。
If we don't understand, if we don't realize what I am chanting now, this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra,Well, Krishna is something different. No, it's not. It's exactly Krishna and his name. The form of Krishna and the form of the chanting are exactly the same person.
那所以说呢，如果我们要是不知道我们在唱的是什么的时候呢，那我们在这个唱诵的时候，一边在唱，一边就在想，是不是 Krishna 和这个名字不一样？但其实是不是这样的。那么我们所唱诵的 Krishna 的名字。和这个 Krishna 之间没有任何的区别，这个名字就和那个 Krishna 那个人是等同的。
So Satyaraj's question is how do I know who is a Vaishnava?
那么所以 Satyaraj 的这个问题就是我怎么知道谁是一奉献者呢？
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says anyone who chants even once should be given respect and should be considered a topmost human being.
那么朱柴丹尼马哈巴布说呢，任何一个哪怕是唱诵圣名一遍的人，那么也应该认为他是被值得崇拜的，并且被认为是最崇高的人类。
But it doesn't mean that this person will have faith in the holy name, and it doesn't mean that this person will understand that Krishna and his name are non-different.
但是并不意味着，这个人是了解这个。Krishna 就在他的这个圣名里面，并且呢 ，Krishna 和这个圣名之间没有任何的区别，并不意味着他现在就有信心了。
So then Prabhupada explains further. Therefore, there are different levels of devotees.
所以说呢，舍尔帕帕在这里面就进一步的解释了。他说呢，所以才会有不同层级的奉献者。
And he says, a new devotee.Or a neophyte devotee does not understand the spiritual energy which is invested in the holy name and even in devotional service.
他说呢，就是一个初级的奉献者，他不知道，就是这个灵性的这个能量被注入到了 这个奉献服务之中，被注入到了圣名里面。
And this is why when we are new devotees, we get attached to two things.
那也就是为什么当我们是一个新奉献者的时候呢，我们就会去依附两件事情。
One is the spiritual master, and the other is the deities.
那么其中的一个呢，就是我们会去依附我们的灵性导师，另外一个呢，我们会依附神像。
So why the spiritual master? Because we look at the spiritual master like a very, very pure person.
那么为什么我们会依附于灵性导师呢？因为我们把灵性导师看作成了一个非常非常纯粹的人。
So we feel very safe. We say, oh, this is the guru. The guru is very pure. If I stay connected to the guru, then I know I am safe.
那所以呢，我们就会觉得非常的安全，因为呢，这是一位 guru， 他是一位非常纯粹的人。如果我要是能够和他有这种依附之情的话呢，那也就意味着我呢是很安全的。
And the deities, well, the deities is always standing there. The deity is not going to run after me or beat me on the head, or the deities will never stop smiling. At least with the deities, I know Krishna is there. I feel very safe.
那么作为神像呢，因为神像他始终都会站在那里。而且呢，神像他也不会这个追着我打，或者说是给我惹任何的麻烦然后呢，这个神，所以呢，这个如果是神像他一直在那儿，我就会有这种很安全的感觉。
Even when we commit offenses, when we stand in front of the deities always smile.
因为这个神像他老是笑嘻嘻的，哪怕我要是有了冒犯，但是我站在神像面前的时候呢，他依然是笑嘻嘻的对着我。
But the guru and the devotees may not smile.
但是 guru 和奉献者呢，也许可能就不会对我笑了。
So the neophyte or the immature devotee will have more faith in the deity and the guru than faith in the holy name and faith in the other devotees.
所以说呢，作为一个初级的奉献者呢，他可能相对于这个圣名和其他的奉献者来说呢，他就会对咕噜和对神像有更多的信心。
That's why when the guru is not there and when the deities are not there, sometimes you have conflicts amongst the devotees because they see each other as elevated Vaishnavas.
所以也就为什么当咕噜不在的时候，或者当神像不在的时候呢？我们可能就会和其他的奉献者之间产生一些冲突，因为我们没有办法看到彼此都是处在一个非常崇高的境界之上。
That's why it's very important to engage in deity worship, and it's also important to have as much as possible the association of the spiritual master.
那也就这个原因呢，使得去进行崇拜就神像崇拜的服务，以及尽可能多的和咕噜之间的联谊变得非常的重要了。
And if we don't have, for example, you could not get a better association than Srila Prabhupada. But Prabhupada is not there. Yes, Prabhupada is there. We have his books, we have his instruction, we have his society, we have full shelter, and that can help us become very mature in Krishna consciousness.
那比如说呢，我们可能会觉得我们和 Srila Prabhupada 没有那么多的联谊，因为觉得 Srila Prabhupada 根本就没在那儿。但实际上不是这样的。Srila Prabhupada 他是在这里的，因为呢，他是在这个他的书中，他在他的这个社团里面，他在这个联谊之中，所以说呢，在和这些事情的这个接触和交流之中呢，就会让我们变得更加的有信心，变得我们觉得是有庇护的。
And even those who are present in this world, the initiating gurus in ISKCON, they also make themselves available to their disciples.
嗯，而且呢，现在在 ISKCON 的这些可以启迪的在世的这些咕噜们，他们也尽可能的让自己去和自己的门徒有联谊。
Like now, Giridhari Swami is doing two tours, one after the other. First, he had 50 devotees, and now 120 devotees, and he is giving so much of his time to make these devotees grow in Krishna consciousness and increase their faith in the holy name.
比如说像 Giridhari Maharaj 他所做的事情，就是他连着这个 举办了两个奉献者的这个团体的这个活动。那么首先第一个群奉献者呢是由50位奉献者组成，那么后面这一群呢是由120位奉献者组成。那么说了 Girdar Maharaj 呢，他就完全的忘我的把自己的这个时间给予这些奉献者们，然后呢全情的帮助所有的这些奉献者们能够在他们的 Krishna 知觉之中得到提升。
And these are the same devotees who go with him to India every year because they know this is very good nourishment for their spiritual life.
那其实和他一起同行的这些奉献者们呢，每年都会和他一起来印度进行朝拜，因为他们知道这是让他们在 Krishna 知觉之中得到很好滋养的非常好的方法。
So,It's very, the association is everything in Krishna consciousness.
所以说呢，联谊是我们在 Krishna 知觉之中的一切。
And even though we may be attached to the deities and the guru, we have to learn to also mature outside that association so we can also extend ourselves to the devotees.
那虽然说呢，我们去依附于 guru 以及依附于神像是很重要的，但是呢，我们也要让自己逐渐变得成熟，然后呢，能够让自己能够延伸到去和其他的奉献者有很好的联谊。
And that means also to take full shelter in the chanting of Hare Krishna.
那这也就意味着我们要完全的让自己托庇在 Hare Krishna 的圣名的唱诵之中。
So it's like a chemical, when you bring different chemicals together to obtain a certain result, you have the deities, you have the guru, you have the devotees, you have the chanting, you have devotional service, and all this combined make us grow in Krishna consciousness.
那么就好像是把所有的这些化学元素全部都给它这个放在一起，然后呢，这样就能够变得成功。比如说我们有咕噜，有神像，还有奉献者，有联谊，就是所有的这些放在一起以后呢，我们的这个 Krishna 知觉就能够很好的成长了。
And maturity comes when faith increases.
当我们的信心增长了以后呢，我们也就可以变得成熟了。
Faith in the holy name.
对圣名的信心。
Faith in the instruction of the spiritual master.
对灵性导师的训谕的信心。
Faith in the deities.
对神像的信心。
And faith in the Vaishnavas.
以及对 Vaishnava 的信心。
But also faith in the revealed scriptures.
以及还有对启示经典的信心。
And faith that by following rules and regulations, we can purify the heart.
以及呢，我们要有信心，通过遵循这个规范原则，我们的内心能够得到净化。
So, in every aspects of Krishna consciousness, faith is required.
所以说呢，在 Krishna 知觉的所有的方面，我们的这个信心都是必须的。
I mean, we don't even get out of bed in the morning unless we have faith that what we're going to do is beneficial for us.
除非我们有信心，我们才能够清晨早起，因为我们知道早起对我们来说是有益的。
So by all means, a devotee is definitely far more superior spiritually than a normal materialistic person.
所以无论怎么样呢，一位这个 Krishna 知觉的修习者，他都要比任何一个这个这个世俗主义者。物质主义者要高深得多。
But we have to be very careful that as devotees, and when we say devotees, it means devotion.
那然后呢，我们要非常的小心。当我们在说奉献者的时候，这也就意味着他怀着奉爱。
We can say, well, I'm a devotee of Krishna, but what is your devotion to Krishna?
那么也许可能我们会说，我是 Krishna 的一位奉献者，但问题是我们对 Krishna 的奉爱何在？
And we may artificially think, I am a devotee of Krishna, and these people are materialistic, and then we begin to look down on them. This is a very big mistake.
那也许可能我们会这种矫揉造作的觉得我是 Krishna 的一位奉献者，那其他那些人呢，只不过是一些物质主义者。 那当这样做的话呢，那我们其实就会轻看人家，那这是一个非常大的错误。
And then we tend to forget that just a few days ago, or a few weeks ago, or a few years ago, we were in the same situation.
那然后呢，我们就会忘记在几天以前，或者说是几个月以前，甚至于在几年以前，其实我也就是处在那个状态之下。
I can give you an example that over the last four years, we have been making friends with certain people in China.
那比如说我可以给你一个例子，在过去的四年里面呢，我们和中国的各种各样的人士在交朋友。
And these people, they have, you know, they're not part of the Krishna consciousness movement.
那么这些人呢，他们并不是Krishna 知觉运动的一部分。
But they love chanting Hare Krishna.
但是呢，他们非常的爱唱诵 Hare Krishna.
And they make their families and friends chant Hare Krishna also.
而且呢，他们也会让自己的家人、让自己的朋友唱诵 Hare Krishna.
And this has been going on for quite some time.
而且呢，这个事情呢，已经就这种情况已经持续了很长一段时间了。
And they read Bhagavad Gita every day.
他们每天都会读博伽梵歌。
Now they may not have a lot of faith, but they very steadily practice.
那虽然他可能并没有很多的信心，但是他们却在很稳定的在进行修习。
And I have the highest respect for these people. To my eyes, they are devotees of Krishna.
那我呢，对这些人呢，都表示我深深的敬重之情，因为在我的眼里面，我觉得他们就是 Krishna 的奉献者。
So we have to understand the power of the chanting of the holy name.
所以呢，我们必须要知道唱诵圣名的力量所在。
And we have to acknowledge when someone begins to chant, we have to look at them and say, wow, this person is a devotee. Now it's up to me to bring this person to have full faith.
而且呢，当我们看到一位奉献者，看到一个人在唱诵的时候，我们就必须要承认，哦，这个人他其实就是 Krishna 的奉献者。那现在要，是我的责任，要让他要具有全然的信心了。
Now, the thing is, we cannot give someone what we don't have.
但是问题就在于我们不能够把自己没有的东西给别人。
In other words, if we don't have much faith in the holy name and the process of devotional service, people will pick up on it. They will see this person, it may be a nice person, but quite weak.
那我们换句话说，也就是说呢，当我们在唱诵圣名以及在奉献服务这个程序上没有信心的时候，别人很容易就看出来，也许可能就会觉得啊，这人其实是一好人，但是呢，他其实挺弱的。
So people will feel when we are very confident, very enthusiastic to give the chanting or to give prasadam or to give knowledge, people will be very receptive.
那么当我们满怀信心的去把圣名、去把 prasadam 以及去把这个知识给予其他的人的时候，那别人他们是能够感受出来的，而且呢，他们也就能够很容易的去接受。
So far, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is mentioning to Satyaraj how to recognize a Vaishnava.
所以在目前为止呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢都在向 Satyaraj 去讲述怎么去辨别一位奉献者。
And basically saying anyone who chants is a Vaishnava.
那么他其实所说的就是任何一个唱诵的人都是 Vaishnava。
But what kind of Vaishnava?
但是他又是一种什么样的 Vaishnava 呢？
You know, there are people who chant Hare Krishna all the time and they still eat meat and they still do all sorts of crazy things.
那我们其实有一些人，他们其实一直都在唱诵 Hare Krishna 的名字，可是呢，他依然还是在吃肉以及做着各种各样的这个疯狂之举。
Does that mean that we should pay obeisances and say, oh, Prabhu, please accept my humble obeisances? No.
那这意味着是不是我们要向这个人去顶拜，并且对他说，Prabhu, 请接受我虔诚的顶拜呢？不是这样的。
Rupa Goswami explains this in the Nectar of Instruction.
那么 Rupa Goswami 在教会的甘露里面就解释了这一点。
When someone chants Hare Krishna even once, we offer respect.
那么当一个人唱诵 Hare Krishna 哪怕一次，我们都要向他致以敬意。
When someone takes initiation from a bona fide spiritual master, we offer obeisances.
那么当一个人向一位正宗的灵性导师接受启迪之后呢，我们要向他致以敬意。
When someone is engaged in full devotional service, we serve such a person.
那么当一个人他全然的致力于奉献服务的时候，我们要服务这样的人。
And when we, see the spiritual master, we surrender everything.
那么当我们看到看到灵性导师的时候呢，我们要把一切都臣服于他。
So there are three different, actually there's four levels of Vaishnavas.
那么所以说呢，作为 Vaishnava 呢，一共有四个层面。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now is just addressing the situation of someone who has not taken initiation.
所以说呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 这里面所提到的这个情况，就是那个还没有得到启迪的人的那个情况。
But we have to understand something very important here.
但是在这里面呢，我们要理解一个非常重要的一点。
It is very clearly described in the scriptures that we don't need initiation.To get to the pure platform of chanting, because the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is independent from all rules and regulations.
在经典里面呢，就非常的清晰的解释到了，我们不需要通过启迪才去得到纯粹的唱诵，因为圣名它本身是超越了所有的这些礼节仪式的。
Then you may ask the question, what's the point of taking initiation?
那也许可能就会问一个问题了，那还有什么意义要启迪呢？
The chanting of Hare Krishna, the Maha Mantra, is independent and it's completely pure because we know it's Krishna himself.
因为这个圣名它是 Krishna 自己本人，所以说呢，唱诵圣名这件事情它本身是独立的，而且呢是完全的纯粹的。
So any human being has the potential to chant.Hare Krishna purely.
所以呢，任何一个人他都有潜力去纯粹的唱诵 Hare Krishna.
But we take initiation so we can be in touch with the Guru Parampara, and by following the rules and regulations, we learn how to gradually purify the heart and not commit offenses.
但是呢，我们接受启迪是为了要能够去和这个 Guru Parampara 使徒传系取得连接，然后这样呢，在这个部的指导之下，我们才能够知道如何一直让自己的内心变得净化，然后才不会去有冒犯。
So today there are millions of people who chant Hare Krishna, but they still commit offenses.
但是在当今的这个社会呢，可能有成百上千万的人都在唱诵 Hare Krishna， 但是依然还在做着冒犯。
For example, recently there was a big newspaper article, front page in England.
那比如说最近在英国就有一个非常有名的一家报纸，它在头版头条有这么一个消息。
And it's about Prince Harry.
那么这个是关于哈瑞王的王子的，就是哈利王子的这个事情。
You know Prince Harry and his brother is Prince William.
Yes, 就是这个 yes. 哈利王子的哥哥是威廉王子。
So Prince Harry recently got married.
对呢，哈利王子呢最近就结婚了。
And his wife, who is a princess, is now pregnant.
那他的妻子呢是一位公主，现在怀孕了。
And because he wants to become a good father, it's mentioned in a newspaper that he has begun to do meditation.
那由于呢他想要成为一名好的父亲，所以说呢在这个文章里面就讲到了他现在开始进行了冥想的活动。
So the newspaper, they like to take advantage of these things to really expand it out of proportion.
那所以说呢，就是这个这个报纸呢，他就希望利用这个机会，能够对这个事情进行大肆的宣扬。
So in the front page of the newspaper, there's a big letter, Hare Krishna.
那所以说呢，就在这个报纸的这个头版头条呢，就有一个就是非常大的一个条幅，上写着 Hare Krishna。
Not Hare, but Hari, but it's the same. It sounds the same. And in very, very big letters, Hare Krishna is now doing meditation.
那么他这个不是 Hare Krishna, 是 Hare Krishna, 但是呢听起来好像这个还挺像的。但是他就用了一个特别大的这个就是特别大的一个条幅写到了现在这个 Hare Krishna 开始进行冥想了。
And millions of people have read this by buying the newspaper or by reading it on the internet.
那么成百上千万的人呢都读到了这条消息，他们通过买这个报纸或者是在互联网上去读这份这个消息。
I mean, Prabhupada would love this.
于是发发会肯定非常的喜欢看到这条消息的。
During Prabhupada's time, there would be some public program, and then the newspaper would give very negative feedback and would write very bad articles about the devotees.
那在沙巴巴的这个年代呢，他会去进行一些这个公众的活动，但这个公众活动所引起的这个结果呢，就是报纸会写抨击奉献者的这个文章。
And devotees would get very upset and they would go into Prabhupada's room and they would show Prabhupada the newspaper article and say, Prabhupada, we have to do something about this. We cannot be insulted.
然后说当这个奉献者看到了报纸上的这些文章之后呢，就会非常的愤怒。然后呢，他们就会拿着报纸去找沙帕帕说，沙帕帕，我们必须得做点事儿，我们不能够任由他们对我们的侮辱。
And Prabhupada says, what does the article say?
那沙巴巴就说这个文章里面写的是什么内容啊
？So the devotees say, yeah, but this is a very negative about this and very negative about that.
然后奉献者就说呢，他们这个内容里面就都是抨击我们的，都是这个非常的这个负面的说了这个事情，也非常负面的说了那个事情。
And Prabhupada said that they mentioned the word Krishna.
那么沙巴巴就说他们有没有提到 Krishna 这个词
？They say yes, many times.
他们就说是的，提到了好多次呢。
Prabhupada said, this is a very positive article.
那沙巴巴就说呢，这是一个非常积极正面的文章。
Because people come in touch with the word Krishna.
因为人们呢就得到了一个机会去触碰 Krishna 这个词。
So many people are seeing, reading, or saying the word Krishna, and gradually they're getting spiritual credit.
因为人们当他们看到以及读出 Krishna 这个词的时候，逐渐的逐渐的他们就得到了这个灵性的益处的积累。
And what is the result of this?
那么这结果是什么呢？
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said in the next verse, simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna once, a person is relieved from all reactions from sinful life.
那主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在下面这个时间里面就讲到了就是在这个生命中仅仅是唱诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名的一次，那也从所有的罪恶的业报的活动中得到了解脱。
Because as long as we have material desires within the heart, as long as we don't give up sinful activities, it is not possible to chant Hare Krishna purely and is not possible to see Krishna.
因为只要是我们在这个内心中还有这个物质的欲望，以及呢我们就还有一些对这个就是罪恶活动的这个反应的话，那么我们就不可能纯粹的去唱诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名，而且呢我们也不可能原本原样的看到 Krishna。
Another example is one devotee took pictures.Of road signs on the side of the road in New Zealand.
比如说我们可以还有看到另外一个例子，就是一个奉献者呢，他就给这个，就这是在发生在新西兰的事儿，就是新西兰的这个奉献者呢，他就给这个路边的这个广告牌拍了照。
And there's a name of one town. It's called Rama Rama.
其中有一个村子的这个名，就是一个城市的名字叫 Rama Rama.
So everybody in that town, they always in their mind is always, oh, I live in Rama Rama.
所以呢，在那个城市里面居住的人呢，他们心里面总是想着，哦，我是生活在 Rama Rama 那个城的。
And then he found another town further up the road, and it's called Hare Hare.
然后呢，然后在这条路又往前走，然后就发现另外一个城市，那个城市的名字叫 Hare Hare.
And all the people, I mean, it's just amazing. The holy name of Krishna is there.
那所以说呢，这就是一个非常的令人称奇的一件事情，因为圣名就在那儿。
So I told him, I said, maybe you should keep driving. Maybe you'll find a place his name Krishna Krishna.
然后呢，我就对这个奉献者朋友说呢，我说你就接着往前开车，也许可能在前面你会发现另外一个城市的名字叫 Krishna Krishna.
So in many ways, the name of Krishna is being spread all over the world.
所以说呢，在世界各地以各种各样的形式在展现着 Krishna 的名字。
So we have to make all these seeds.Of the chanting, make them sprout and then bring people to the platform of devotional service, which is the subject matter of the next verse, which we will discuss next week.
那所以说呢，我们就应该确保让所有的这些种子能够发芽，能够让人们来到这个奉献服务的这个层面。那么这个话题呢，是我们在下一周将要开始去探讨的话题。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.I see. Because there was comments from Sumukhi Radha Mataji from last week. We don't have time to cover that. Do you want to handle that or you want to handle the
devotee care?
Yeah.
It is such an important topic that.This is ongoing discussion. I mentioned this, and then maybe at each class we can address different aspects.
Okay. So in that case, we just handle the question from today first.
Yeah.
Okay. 那么就是因为 Sumukhi Radha Mataji 上一周的时候呢，有一个这个评述或者一些问题，上周没有来及讲。但是呢，上周那个问题呢是关于奉献者关爱的这么一个话题。那跑步就说呢。说这个话题呢是一个很大的一个话题，而且我们在整个讲课的过程中呢，每次都会提及。所以今天还是开始先去这个回答，就是本周的这个奉献者的这个提问。
But I did mention last week that there are two aspects of caring for devotees. One is the spiritual care, and one is the physical care.
Okay.但是呢，在上一周的时候呢，我其实对于这个奉献者关爱呢，我提到了有两个层级的关爱，一个呢是这个对于他的这个身体上面的这个关爱，另外一个呢就是关于对他的灵性上的关爱。
And sometimes we may not be able to do very much in terms of the physical care for whatever circumstances or situation.
但是呢，有的时候由于我们所处在的这种条件和状态呢，使得我们没有办法去给人家这种真正的身体上的亲身的这种关怀。
But the spiritual care, this is something that should be done all the time.
但是呢，对于灵性的关怀呢，是我们始终都必须要去做的一件事情。
And you'd be surprised that if we take care spiritually of devotees.By giving them good association or by always nourishing them with Krishna consciousness, maybe their situation can change. Because don't forget, Krishna is in control of everything.
而且呢，我们要知道，因为我们要是能够给他们很好的这种灵性的关怀，比如说给他们很好的这个联谊。在这样的一种状态下的时候呢，这个人他的这个物质的这个状态可能也会发生变化。
So that's my realization right now. So we'll talk more about it.
那么所以呢，这个是我目前为止所有的这种觉悟。但是呢，我们慢慢的会对这个话题有更多的探讨。
Okay, Charu Chitra.
Yeah, the question from Charu Chitra Mataji. 感恩 Radha Charan Prabhu 在圣地百忙之中给我们的讲课，并分享圣地的甜美，深深的顶拜您。感恩 Dana Kelly Mataji 的甜美的翻译。请问可以带新人刚刚开始念一圈 Japa 的新人去 Jagannath Puri 吗？如果可以，应该注意什么？谢谢您的解答。Thank you very much for your lecture. Even with your tight schedule in the Holy Dham, and also thank you very much to share the beautiful nectars from the Holy Dham with us. Please accept my.Very, very, very humble businesses. And my question is that, is it okay for us to bring the new devotees, who are just chant one round of japa to Jagannath Puri? If that is the answer is okay, what kind of thing we need to be aware of? Thank you very much.
That's a good question.
首先，这是一个非常好的问题。
For example, I have seen in both our group and in the group of Gita Iswami, there are some new devotees and there are even some people who don't know anything about Krishna consciousness.
那么首先呢，在我现在所在的这个团体里面，以及在 Giridharmaji 所带的那个团体里面呢，都有一些新人。那么这些新人呢，对于 Hare Krishna 来说是一无所知的。
But, I mean, it's a very good question because sometimes if we are too over-enthusiastic and we think we can just bring anybody to the Holy Dham, it can be a real shock for them also.
那么而且有时候对于我们来说，如果我们要是处在这种过度的兴奋的状态，然后呢把任何的一个人都带到了圣地的话呢，因为他们是一无所知的，所以呢当他去到了那个地方以后，他会觉得非常的惊讶。
And instead of benefiting them, they may be even more, how do you say, they may lose faith.
而且呢这样一来呢使他们不但没有得到这个收获，反而会失去信心。
So if you bring someone who only practices Krishna consciousness only a little bit, I mean, someone who chants one round a day, I would say they're pretty attached to somehow to the process. Then when you bring them to the Holy Dham, you have to have a very good program for them so they don't get too overwhelmed.
那所以说对于一个一天已经念诵一圈的新奉献者来说呢，也就意味着他其实对于这个程序已经挺依附的了。但是对于一个新的奉献者，如果要是把他带到这个圣地去的话，首先呢要让他们去参加非常适宜的这种活动，而不要让他们一下子被这个吓坏了。
I mean, I have personal experience by bringing people to India to the Holy Dham for the last 7 years, and these people know absolutely nothing about Krishna consciousness, and we make sure that we calculate every move they make to make sure that it's all positive.
那在这个过去的七年里面呢，我本人一直在做的尝试就是带对Krishna 知觉完全全新的这些人去圣地去进行朝圣。那么在我们在做这个尝试的这个过程中呢，我们就非常的小心，对于他们的每在圣地的每一个举动，我们都要确保这个举动是积极的。
Now I'm going to answer Krishna Nam Prabhu's question.
那现在呢我要回答 Krishna Nam Prabhu 的问题。我先来翻译一下啊。Krishnanam Prabhu 的问题就是身体上的照顾，就是对这种这个身体的物质上的照顾，难道不是灵性的照顾吗？那么去照顾一位奉献者的这个躯体，难道不是奉献服务吗？
Taking care of devotees' bodies is absolutely devotional service to Krishna.
那么去照顾一位奉献者的躯体，毫无疑问是对 Krishna 的奉献服务。
But that's not the point that I was making.
但是呢，这并不是我现在要在这提的要点。
My point was that it may be that we may not have the facility to take care of devotees' bodies when they need physical care.
那么我的要点就是说呢，就是当这个奉献者需要一些身体上的关怀，而我们又没有这个设施去关怀他们的身体的时候。
Because of geographical distance, because of finances, because of our own situation.
那么比如说在这个地域上的这个问题，以及呢就是在财务上的问题，以及呢我们自己所处在的这个状态上的问题。
But the spiritual care of nourishing someone with the holy name, with hearing, with chanting, with all sorts of paraphernalia that can make the devotee more enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness despite their disease or despite their old age, that is much easier to do.
但是呢 虽然说这个奉献者，比如说他是处于这个疾病的状态，或者说是年迈的这种状态，但是如果要是能够通过让他们去这个聆听，以及呢，就是让他们去接触跟 Krishna 直觉相关的所有的这些物品，以及呢，给他们这个也就是让他们更好的这种念诵。那么通过这样的这种方式呢，是更加的容易的，可以去给奉献者提供的关怀的方式。
And now I'm going to give you two very practical examples.
那比如说呢，我会给你一个两个非常实际的例子。
Yamuna Mataji passed away recently.
比如说呢，最近的 Yamuna Mataji 去世了。
She refused, and Dana Kelly would be a witness of this, she refused devotee care all the way until she passed away. She did not want to see the devotees.
那么就是在 Yamuna Mataji 去世到他去世之前那一刻，他都一直是拒绝着奉献者所对他展示的这种关爱。那么他一直就拒绝去让奉献者去看望他。
So how did we manage to look after her?
那如果是这样的话，我们怎么能够去关怀他呢？去照顾他呢？
We did it regularly through her son.
那我们是怎么做的呢？我们是通过他的儿子去帮助他的。
He was coming to us regularly, and we would give things for her, and she acknowledged it. She was very grateful.
那么亚穆娜妈妈的儿子呢，会定期的来找我们，然后呢，我们呢就会让他的儿子为他传递一些东西，然后这样的话呢，让这个亚穆娜妈妈就知道我们在关怀他，而且亚穆娜妈妈呢，他也意识到了这一点，而且他也心存感恩。
So not only she benefited from that indirect care.
所以呢，他不仅仅是从这个间接的关怀中得到了获益了。
But her son and his daughter and his wife are becoming devotees.
而且呢，这个亚穆娜妈妈的儿子、女儿，还有就是他的这个。孙女全部现在都成为了奉献者。
Second case,
second example, I
mentioned it before in this class is Satarupa Mataji.
比如说在这个课之前的课里面呢，我提到了一位 Mataji 叫 Satarupa Mataji。
Satarupa Mataji, who is the pioneer of this yatra.
那么 Satarupa Mataji 呢，是我们中国地区的先锋。
She has been living on her own in Khokhot in Mongolia.
她在内蒙古的呼和浩特自己居住。
And she's practically blind.
她现在呢，基本上是处在目盲的状态。
And she's in her late 80s.
她现在呢，是在这个八十多岁的高龄。
Now, how many devotees are looking after her?
那么现在有多少奉献者在照顾她呢？
Nobody.
没有人。
Why not?
为什么不呢？
Maybe because she lives very far away.
那也许可能因为她住得太远了。
But it's possible that the Khokhot devotees are looking after her also.
但是呢，这个呼和浩特的奉献者也是有可能照顾她的。
And recently, over the last two or three months, devotees from Beijing,who know her personally, have been visiting her.
那么在过去的两三个月里面，奉献就是拜访她。
As a matter of fact, Krishna Premi Mataji and Gunamala are planning to spend Chinese New Year with her. They already booked their tickets.
事实上呢，Krishna Premi Mataji 和 Gunamala Mataji 呢，他们现在已经买了车票，要去和Satarupa 妈妈一起过春节了。
So devotees do their best.
所以呢，奉献者已经在尽力而为了。
Okay. So we're going to stop here.
Okay, 我们今天的讲课呢就到这儿了。
Because I have to go.
那我现在也必须要离开了。
Thank you very much, Sumukhi Mataji.
非常感谢 Sumukhi Radha Mataji.
Thank you, Dana Kelly Mataji.
Here is one more.
I can't take that question now because I have to go.
Okay. 那么这个现在有新的一个问题，但是Prabhu他时间不行了，所以呢，今天这个问题得等下次再回答。
We'll do it next week.
我们下一周的时候呢，再解答这个问题。
Thank you for all the devotees for listening and for your wonderful questions.
然后呢，非常感谢奉献者的聆听，以及非常谢谢大家这么好的问题。
As we are getting close to Chinese New Year, please make plans to give association to your family members by giving them prasadam.
那么由于现在呢已经越来越接近我们的这个中国的春节新年了，所以说我们一定要做好计划，把我们的联谊给我们的家人，并且呢要给他们吃 prasadam。
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.
Jai.
Jagannath Puridam ki jai.
Jai.
Kashadesh Yatra ki jai.
Jai.
Haribo.
Haribo. Thank you very much, Prabhu. 外昆特之音服务员与聆听，我们非常非常感谢 Radha Charan Prabhu 为我们的精彩讲述以及对问题的耐心的解答。非常感谢苏穆基拉达玛吉为我们安排的这么好的平台，谢谢所有的奉献者的聆听。那我现在又看到了一堆的这个问题，现在全都上来了。那下一周的时候呢，我们确保跑步为我们回答所有的这些问题。那祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的周三。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。
Krishna。